Good morning. Good to welcome you to worship on this Sunday morning. We thank the songsters for starting our worship just to recognise and just to bring us into and recognise why we are here, that Jesus is Lord and he's everything that I need. Well, the band has played Change of Tempo, our opening song, song 367, which says, I am a new creation, no more in condemnation. Here in the grace of God I stand. My heart is overflowing. My love just keeps on growing. Here in the grace of God I stand. Shall we rise and we'll sing this straight through twice, please? Thank you. In the grace of God, I stand. Remain standing if you wish. You can sit down if you want. We're going to sing another song, though. God's love to me is wonderful.
Amen.
And I hope that's your testimony today, that you can testify that God's love is wonderful, that it's making a difference in your life. One thing I find very confusing as I go around is how many miserable Christians there are. And how many Christians are always moaning about things? Well, you know what? If we've got God's love and we're no longer in condemnation, then we want to just sing about it. And we just want to pray. God's love to me is wonderful. Thank you very much. Reminds us that we can hold the Father's hand even when we can't see our way. He is there with us because God's love, he lights the darkest way. I now enjoy his fellowship, 'twill last through endless day. My Father does not ask that I great gifts on him bestow, and this is the marvelous thing, but only that I love him too and serve him here below. And that's what God requires from each and every one of us, that we will love him and serve him here below. Last verse, and we'll sing the chorus twice, please. Thank you.
Amen. Let me invite you, please, to take your seats. God's love to me is wonderful. I hope that's your experience of God today. I wonder when you met Jesus, who introduced you to Jesus? How excited you were to know that your sins were forgiven. I wonder how your journey and your walk with Jesus has been down the years and what it's like today. You see, falling in love is one of those things that can be a real blessing and a joy to many of us. I remember when I first met Katrina, it was at a vocational house party in
Stirling,
yes?
So memorable. Yeah.
And she was noisy.
Still am.
And when she came in one door, I went out the other door. And strangely, our paths crossed again in training college. And after I was commissioned, Katrina was sent for her summer out training to Williamstown in South Wales. My divisional commander, a little, well, how shall I describe him? Short man. Godly? I don't know. But anyway, a little man who said, "Lev, I understand that you're courting. You can only have a half day a week off. That's the regulations for officers. So I tell you what you can do. You can have one day off every fortnight." So at 5 o'clock on a Saturday morning, I would jump out of bed, get ready, make my way all the way across to... Yes, well, I was trying to the London Paddington and get on the train to be in Cardiff for 9 o'clock. And then we courted by walking the streets of Cardiff, no matter what the weather was like, whether it was rain, snow, or so forth. I don't do it today. Probably just say, let's send each other a message, or we can Skype. We save all that money. But where will your love for Jesus take you? Where has it taken you? Where are you with the Lord today? I'm not just talking about a sentimental love. But the love of God meant that he sent his one and only Son so that you and I might have a restored relationship with him. And worship is all about declaring how good God is, how deserving of our worship. Beyond our capacity, God loves us with an everlasting love. And whatever the level of our praise and worship, it is never quite enough to express our love and allegiance to God. But we come together this morning, as we do on many Sundays, to meet friends and family. We will be mindful of those who are not with us, but we will have failed if we have not experienced the living God with us this morning. We're going to sing together a lovely song. It's 355 in the songbook. Beautiful Lord, wonderful Saviour. I'd like us to use this particular chorus song to help us in our prayers. You're singing this for yourself. Your words will bless the person next to you, in front and behind, I'm sure. Let's use these words to place ourselves in a position where we can be ministered to by God's love this morning. Thank you.
Take me, mould me, fill me, use me. Shall we pray? Mighty God, everything you do reveals your glory and majesty. Open our eyes to see what you are doing in our lives. Let us marvel at your good gifts and your wise provision. Your acts are amazing, Lord. We cannot comprehend the number of blessings you pour out on us from day to day. As we gather today around your name, we pray that you would fill our hearts, our minds, and our souls. Transform us, Lord, and make us more like you. You rule over all the nations. And as we think of your unfailing, eternal, enduring love, we look forward to the day when we will worship with you in eternity. Your throne will be surrounded by people from every tribe, tongue, and nation, all testifying that you have remained faithful. We will all see your goodness and grace. We will all be transformed by your glory. And dear Lord, everything we need is found in you. For those of us who come here feeling broken, bring restoration. For those of us who come here feeling weak, bring strength. For those who come here weeping, bring joy. And for those who come here with doubts, bring faith. For those of us who come here feeling burdened, bring rest. And for those of us who come here feeling anxious, bring peace. And for all of us, Lord, we ask that you will just come afresh to us today. Infill us. So that we can be used in service by you this coming week. Amen. 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 In our prayers this week, if you would just like to remember Angela and Lorraine as on Friday and their families as we celebrate Ray's promotion to glory. And that takes us, so remember them especially on Friday afternoon. I'd also like you to remember the family of Elizabeth Cade. Elizabeth Cade has died and her funeral is on Thursday. So please remember her son Chris and the family. And then also in your prayers, we also congratulate and we say thank you to God for a new life. Martin and Gemma aren't able to be with us today because they're in Belfast after celebrating with the family over a wedding. But they're also celebrating the birth of their granddaughter, Oakley Ray. And so we give congratulations, but we also praise the Lord for it's not just a few weeks ago that we were praying that everything would go right with the pregnancy because Mum and Dad had been involved in a car accident. But everybody is doing well. So it's at this point in our meeting, I'm going to ask if the band could please play their piece for us, St. Margaret. Thank you. Thank you very much. And it's obviously, it's easier when the words come up on the screen and you can relate the words to the music. So thank you very much for that. Our Bible reading this morning is taken from Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, and it's the first 14 verses. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It could so easily say, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to God's holy people in Felixstowe, the faithful in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Amen.
Amen.
And David will bring some thoughts around those words and bring God's word to you later on in our meeting. But now I want to just ask, we're going to sing a chorus. We haven't got any music for it. My voice has been coming and going all week. Amen. And as you can hear, David's is going as well. So hopefully you'll get through the sermon, but we'll get there. Okay, but this chorus goes, if you can have the first slide up, please. Because I can't remember the words. There. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. I don't know if anybody knows it. I know John knows it. Yeah, so it might be a duet.
No.
Okay, go. Jesus is
the rock of my salvation, and his banner over me is love. Jesus is the rock of my salvation, and his banner over me is love. Jesus is the rock of my salvation, and his banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. Is the rock of my salvation, and his banner over me is love. Jesus is the rock of my salvation, and his banner over me is love. Jesus is the rock of my salvation, and his banner over me is love. His banner over me is love.
Oh, who likes going? Who likes going?
over me is love. Brought me to his banqueting table. His banner over me is love. He brought me to his banqueting table. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love.
I'd like all the children to come here, okay? Because we're going to be going out to Sunday school in a moment. Oh, no. Oh, maybe one of them. See, yes. Lovely, yes. Oh, who have you got? Who have you got here? Carly. Yeah. At least you're growing to what I can do. Yes, that's Carly. Okay.
Hey, just wait a minute.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Sorry.
There's some cake out there.
Oh,
okay. Can you keep me a piece?
No.
No?
You're not invited to the party. Oh, Hudson wants you to come to the party.
Oh, isn't that nice? Right, I'm off.
Right, shall we come out to the party then?
Right, have a lovely time. John, it's over to you.
Well, that was rather low, that chorus, wasn't it? Being a tenor, I like to sing higher. I tell you what, if you find my voice boring or uninteresting, you're going to be for a tough time in a moment, because I've been given lots of announcements. So just sit up straight and listen to what I have to say. They're all important ones. First of all, tea and coffee will be available to everyone who would like to stay behind in the community hall following our worship. Unfortunately, because of manpower, we're not able to hold an open air today, but it gives us a chance, the bandsmen, to have fellowship with those of you who often stay on a Sunday morning. Tonight at 5:30, there's a Zoom prayer meeting, and on the notice board as you go out, you'll find the details of how to get on to Zoom for that prayer meeting, 5:30 this evening. Tomorrow evening, at 7:30, churches together in Felixstowe have their annual general meeting. It's at St. Nicholas Church, Ferry Road. Now, it's an opportunity for you to mix with other Christians and find out what's planned by churches together for next year. It's open to anyone. You don't have to be a committee member or anything like that. And refreshments will begin at 7 o'clock. If you want any further details, Jackie will be able to provide you with those. On Wednesday at 1:30, the Friends Together will meet. And then Thursday at 1 o'clock will be the fortnightly Bible study. As you've already heard this morning, following a service at the crematorium on Friday, a service of thanksgiving for the life of Ray will be held in this hall at 2 o'clock on Friday. We were hoping to get people together in the community hall with a picnic for the celebrations of the Queen on the 5th of June, but at the moment there's not many names on the board, but there's still an opportunity today for you to enter your name. It's just basically bring in your picnic and then we will meet and celebrate with the Queen, but she's not coming really, but we'll celebrate with her in the hall there. Last week was Candidate Sunday. If you have still got some money left and you'd like to donate it to the candidates collection, you'll see on the display there how you can do that. And this money helps those candidates and cadets who are going to become officers who haven't much money. It helps them to get through training, so it's a useful thing to do. Heritage Weekend is on the 10th of September. It's the same day as the cycle ride, and the churches together want to know if we as a church want to be involved. All the churches in the town will be showing people around their church and what happens in the church. If we're going to do that, we need to know very soon. Any volunteers for that? It would be basically showing them around. We may need to provide them with a cup of tea and coffee. But if you're interested in that sort of thing, please, will you please come and see the officers as soon as possible. Finally, Ukraine. We all know about Ukraine, and as many of you will be aware, there's a number of people from Ukraine who've been displaced and have arrived in Felixstowe, and more are waiting the arrival of their visas. Now, I understand a lot of work has been done and continues to be done by members of Ukraine to Felixstowe to help with the arrival of guests go smoothly. Currently, it's planned that there will be a weekly gathering for guests in Ranley Road Church on a Wednesday evening between 7 and 8:30. In order to facilitate this, they're looking for volunteers to make tea and to tidy up at the end. If you think you're able to serve our guests in this way, then you can get in touch with Reverend Chris Hood. I'll put this notice on the board, and there you will find his email or his phone number. And if you're able to help look after the young people from Ukraine, please do so. Thank you very much for listening. I hand back now to Major.
Thank you for listening. And just before we look together at God's word, I'm going to listen as the songsters contribute another piece to our worship this morning, When God Comes Near. Thank you. God draws near. God comes close in many different ways. We're looking at Paul's letter to the church at Philippi. Katrina read for us the first 14 verses, and if we were to go through verse by verse, we are reminded that the letter is from Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, a Jew who set out to persecute the church until God drew near and stopped him in his tracks. And this letter, we're told, at the second part of verse 1, to God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. And as Katrina mentioned, it could be written to the Christians here in Felixstowe. And Paul says to us, this is what I want you to experience with your relationship with God. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's God's desire for you and for me, day by day, week by week, that we will experience his grace, that which we don't deserve, but he freely gives. And his peace, that doesn't depend upon the circumstances we find ourselves in, but upon the God that we've placed our trust in. And then Paul launches in and says, he praises God for the spiritual blessings that we all have in Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. And then he goes on to say, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world. You go all the way back to Genesis chapter 1, there you will discover that God said, let there be light, and there was light. God's plan from the very beginning was that you and I would experience spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. He chose us and ordained us before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless, not self-righteous and self-satisfied, but to have the Holy Spirit indwelling us, living in us, and showing God's eternal love to the people that we meet and love and share our lives with. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us. Now, God's desire is that no one be lost. We're told that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and the only way to be saved is to put our faith in Jesus Christ. I'm not clever enough to grapple too deeply with the debate between the Calvinists and the Arminians as to what Paul's meaning by predestined. All I know is that God has chosen us to be saved by Jesus. And if I and you place our faith in Jesus Christ, then we receive salvation. And our destination is guaranteed. Now, I could go onto the internet this afternoon and buy a ticket for anywhere in the world. Let's say going from Heathrow. I could print off my boarding pass and go to the designated area. But I have to get on the right plane to go to where I want to go. The Christian faith is all about us placing our faith in Jesus Christ that his life, his death, has paid for our sins, and through our faith in him, we can board the right destination for the eternal presence of God through Jesus Christ. We've been adopted through Jesus Christ, according to and with his pleasure and will, to the praise and glory and the grace of God, freely given to us in the one he loves. We have redemption. None of us need to be bound. None of us need to be pulled back by mistakes we've made in the past. We can claim forgiveness and redemption through the blood of Jesus, and forgiveness for all our sins. And it doesn't depend upon who we are, what we have done. It depends from beginning to end on what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. It's his pleasure and purpose that when the times have reached their fulfillment, he will bring all things together in heaven and on earth under Christ. God has chosen you and me. His purpose is to make us like Jesus. His desire is that the love demonstrated in Jesus and the holiness of Jesus will be conferred upon us by the gift of his Holy Spirit. God doesn't just say you are forgiven. He gives you the mark of the Holy Spirit as a guarantee of your inheritance. I get a little upset these days when you go and you buy something from the counter, and sometimes you have to ask for your receipt. Now, the reason I want the receipt is I want to know when I get home what I've spent the money on and how much I've spent. But if you buy something big, you get the receipt and you keep the receipt, and it's your guarantee that should anything go wrong, you can take it back to the place that you bought it and your statutory rights will be met. God has saved you and me through Jesus and what Jesus has done at Calvary. And God says to us, in order for you to be able to draw upon what God has done for you in Jesus, here is the gift of the Holy Spirit. As a movement, William Booth and the early leaders of the Salvation Army felt led to not practice baptism anymore, or the breaking of bread. That can be debated whether that's good or not. The one thing William Booth realized was the best attended meeting was when communion was being held. And what he didn't want is salvationists relying upon an outward symbol of an inner experience. So hence the reason that he felt led by God to suspend. See, the experience of our forefathers were that as people knelt at the mercy seat and were saved, they often got up from their stone cold sober and were anointed with the Holy Spirit. And they were living holy lives, godly lives, because the Spirit was evident in their lives from the moment they give their life to Jesus. I read the stories of old Salvation Army officers who would go around their brothers and sisters, and you would be challenged, and they would say to you, "Are you saved? How's your soul? Tell me a bit about what God's doing in your life." Ephesians is Paul trying to say to us that God wants to give us grace and peace. He's given us everything we need in Jesus Christ. Our sins have been forgiven. We are destined for his eternal presence. But in the meantime, here is the Holy Spirit who will empower you to live the courageous life in order to share your experience of God in the world in which we live. It is with sadness that I see that the Salvation Army replaces our crest with a red shield. The crest tells us blood and fire, salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ, and holiness through the anointing of God's Holy Spirit. That we as servants of God are to be engaged in sharing salvation with our family, friends and neighbours. That it is a warfare for the eternal destination of humanity. That without Jesus, the destination of many, although they may live a good life, means eternal separation from God. That's not what God wants. He wants that his church, universal, be about the business of sharing the gospel with our loved ones, our neighbors, our friends. That we be bold in sharing Jesus, in bringing hope to this world in which we live. In him, you and I have been chosen according to the plan that he is working out. It is his purposes that our hope in Christ might be to the glory of his praise. You and I were included in Christ when we heard the message of truth. I wonder who introduced you to Jesus. Who told you the stories of Jesus? Who prayed with you that prayer of confession that allowed you to know that you were loved by God through Jesus? Many down the early years of the Christian church, when encountering Paul, were asked, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you first believed?" And some said, "We've not even heard of the Holy Spirit." Friends, God does not want you and I to be men and women who lack that which he wants to give us. We have redemption. We are the possession of God. And God desires to live in us and through us to change our small part of the world in which we live. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are there men and women who will praise God for your life and for my life, or for the influence that you have had upon them and continue to have? Where they see the evidence of Jesus, his love and grace in your life, do they get a clear picture of who Jesus is? We are blessed. We're going to listen just now to a lovely arrangement of "The Lord's My Shepherd" by Stuart Townsend. As we listen, I just invite you just to sit in the presence of God. Thank God for your salvation in Jesus. Bathe in his love for you and be anointed again with his Holy Spirit. God desires to use you where he's placed you. If there are men, women, boys and girls in our community who need to know who Jesus is, need to know about the love of God, that they are not excluded, but can be brought in to the family of Jesus. Thank you.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul. And I will trust in you. And I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will my ways in righteousness, and he anoints my head with oil, and my cup it overflows with joy. I feast on his will trust in you, and I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will
this morning would kindly share a prayer with us. Thank you, Maureen. Shall we turn together to our closing song, It's 522 in the songbook, if you prefer to use your songbook. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Let's stand together, shall we? And we'll sing together the first two verses, please. Thank you. Invite you to take your seats. Our young people are back with us.
Yeah.
We'll let them show what they've been doing. Thank you.
Hello, I'm on there. Okay. Right. Okay, so we've had a party, haven't we? So what have you coloured in there, Ava? What have you done there? No party is complete without your table mat. There you are. So what food have you put on there?
Some cake and some cookies.
Some cake and cookies is what she would like to eat. Okay. We've had party hats as well. Yeah, some hats didn't stay on the top of heads. Did they, Felicity? Where's yours? You left yours out there, darling. Okay. Right. So Jesus told a story about a man who invited people to a party. Did they all come?
No.
No, they didn't come, did they? They said no. So what did he do then? Did he just say, oh, well, we're not going to have a party? He invited everybody, isn't it? Jesus wants to invite everybody to the party. And then did we have some games? Yeah? Okay, and then we had some cake. Oh, sorry, there's none left. There's none left. But we've had a good time. But what's on your invitation? Okay, the invitation on here, this is to everybody. Please come to my party in your heart. The date is now. The time is forever. From Jesus. And each of the children have made a decision whether they wanted to come to the party or not. And that's what we've learnt about today. Okay, so do you want to go back and finish eating your cakes? Yeah, okay. Right, okay, thanks very much. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's sing together, shall we, verses 4 and 5. Now, did you leave me any cake? I spent my pocket money on that cake. Oh, right, okay. We'll sing together verses 4 and 5. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Saviour as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. If you want to stand, please be upstanding. If you want to remain seated, you're welcome to do so. Let's sing together. Thank you. Standing. And in closing this morning, let me share this blessing with you. Father God, we thank you that you reveal your love to us each new day. We invite you to send us out from here in the power of the Holy Spirit. Fan into flame the gifts that you have given us each. Come, reveal your grace and truth to us each day of our lives. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Good morning, and God bless you.